Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been a year since two Sudanese pastors, a Czech Christian aid worker, and their companion were arrested and jailed in Sudan. Now they're facing state charges that are punishable by the death penalty. That's life for Christians at a macro level. But what's it like for them at a micro level? We asked Reverend Kuku to get that answer, but his current ministry is in the U.S. because he, like so many other Sudanese Christians, is in exile. However, their hope is sure.
We believe that Christianity is based on suffering. So the church is flourishing in Sudan.
And because of this, he's urging us to pray with him.
There will come a day when those people who are believing in secret, they will come up publicly and Sudan will again be for Jesus. This is what I believe.
In various situations like politics, war, and more, sometimes cause ministries to reevaluate just how they do missions. FMI's Bruce Allen says there's a trend that's really beginning to take off.
Since our incorporation back in early 1986, FMI had been ahead of the curve in what's a now growing trend in global Christian missions, and that is to develop partnerships with the national believers inside restrictive or creative access countries. Other organizations that are more focused on sending missionaries from here to go there, wherever there may be. This is a new paradigm that they are beginning to embrace.
This fresh way of doing missions has a lot of benefits. It's both cost and time effective, and there's no worrying about visas. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help your ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.